God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. You know, in Genesis 14, you find a picture of Abraham that you don't normally consider. We usually think of Abraham as the white-bearded patriarch, which he was, a wise old man, and of course he was, but he was also a pretty mighty warrior. The Bible tells us about when some marauding kings took his nephew, that is Lot, prisoner, along with all the possessions that they had spoiled from the city. The Bible says that Abraham took action. Abraham was a man of great means, and Abraham was a man of great power. And in verse 14, the Bible says, "And when Abram heard his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan." Now, Abram didn't have 318 servants. He had many more. These were just the trained servants. And what were they trained for? Battle. And when had he recruited them? They were born in his house. So get this. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Here's a man with so much money that he had all these servants and so much might that he could train them and arm them from birth, as it were, and go and take on sovereign kingdoms and win. Now, God gave them the victory, no doubt about that, but my point is Abraham was a mighty man. Abraham was a wealthy man, and when he brought back all the spoil that had been taken from the king of Sodom and brought back all that he had, the Bible says the king of Sodom said unto Abram, "Give me the persons and take the goods to thyself." He said, "Oh, thank you, Abram. Look, we're just so grateful. You keep all the things that you recovered. Just let us have our families back." I love Abram's answer. Verse 22, "And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lift up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth." This is the second time God is called the possessor of heaven and earth. God owned everything, and Abraham acknowledged that. He goes on to say in verse 23, "that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich." Abram said, "King, I'm not taking a thing from you. My God is the God who owns everything in heaven and in earth. He owns everything you steward. He owns everything I steward. He is the possessor of heaven and earth. We're nothing but stewards. I don't have a hand out toward you. I have a hand up toward God. And I don't want you to give me a thing lest you would think to yourself that you are the one that has made me rich." Now we learn something from Abraham here, and that is this. You will not live a life of faith until you acknowledge that God owns it all. He had a hand up, not a hand out. Why? Because he realized God owned it all. Here's a man with great wealth, but a man who realized that God owned it all. Here's a man who knew the strife of owning things. The Bible says that he and Lot earlier had so many possessions that there was strife between their herdmen, and the land couldn't contain all that they had. And so here was a man, Abram, who had learned that oftentimes owning things causes strife, the strife of owning things. Here's a man who knew the peace in trusting. He said, "God is the possessor of heaven and earth, and I trust him." Here's a man who knew the joy of giving. Now, there's much here that we're not going to talk about, but we'll just tell you that when Melchizedek came, the priest of the Most High God, the Bible says that Abram gave him tithes of all. Well, why was he so ready to give tithes of all that he had recovered? Because he realized that God already owns it. God already owns it all. You know, there's a sense in which you can't be generous because God already owns it. There's nothing that you have that God hasn't given you first. There's nothing you can give to God that God hasn't given you first except gratitude. And my, what a change in mindset it makes when we realize that God owns everything. If God owns everything, then it just makes sense that I'd be more inclined to trust him and less inclined to trust myself. Whatever you have in life, whatever God has put into your hands, you will not live a life of faith until you acknowledge that God owns it all.